Hello, friends. This is Pastor Harley Wheeler with the Broadway Global Methodist Church. I'm thankful to welcome you to this podcast, number 9 in our It's Not a Sermon series, as we look at some verses that, to say it very lightly, they catch my eye. Some of them have spoken phenomenal truth to me. But they don't really make themselves into whole sermons, or the gifts that the Holy Spirit have given me have not given me a full sermon of that. But it is interesting that even the smallest verses point us to Christ. And so I want to look at Psalm 16:6. It says, "The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance." Well, one reason this verse speaks to me is that it is almost old-fashioned language, which I love, and you'll find it written just pretty much like that in the King James Version, and you can find many in an older novel where someone is talking about the situation where someone is fixed in, and to be able to say, "The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places," or "The lines had fallen for her in pleasant places." What, of course, does it mean? It's not a mystery at all. In fact, it doesn't really become a verse that's too hard to figure out just on the very face of it. The person is talking about all that God has given him, including the idea of an inheritance in God's land. God is building a kingdom in this world. He has his authority stretching over, and he will give to us certain things that we have in hand, that we are stewards over, and this psalm is a prayer, and speaking about God is not so much in this place God speaking to us. It is saying, "The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I am looking around and I am seeing blessing." So I'm giving this podcast in December on the 5th. And of course, we've passed through Thanksgiving, which I dearly love, as we can always say, "Well, to whom are we thankful?" And the answer always comes up, "To the Lord." And then we are looking ahead to the great gift of God and His Son Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas. And for some of us, we will be able to look at a holiday time when some family gathers near, when there is food spread out on the table, when we look around and say, "You know, we have the house just about right." When the children are around the table and they're fitted out in clothes, they look pretty good. When their prospects are coming along, when we've been to church and the church is preaching Jesus and it is a place of life for people, when we have friends and family nearby, and we should be able to say to ourselves, "The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a beautiful inheritance." It is important to remember that we are to take up our cross and follow Christ. But along that path of following Christ, there are times of refreshment. There are springs of water in the wilderness. There are moments of peace where we gather the strength from God and we know His hand. We're very aware that He has been just busy answering prayers for us. He has been watching out for all our stuff. And to say that, you know, "I have this inheritance from God," that includes the children that I may be raising right this time or have raised. Because the parent is very aware that these children indeed are a gift from God. And as much as you can stand and watch over them at night, as you can check the locks on the doors, you can plan their every step as they make their way into the world, we also give children into the world as hostages to time and chance. And things may happen, and when we discover that things have turned out pretty good, that we're thankful for how our children are prospering and the grandchildren after that it's really none of our doing. There is no one who has such wealth, such time, such cleverness or wisdom to set everything in the family right and keep it so. It is a gift from God. So this is a verse that says, you know, sometimes people need to stop and give thanks to God for it all. We can't have enough verses that remind us to be thankful to God. I enjoyed the little sign I passed on the road. It says, "What if you had tomorrow only the things that you thanked God for today?" Well, that's a pretty profound thought. But my lines, indeed, as I look upon this holiday time, have fallen in pleasant places. Time and chance will happen to us all. We will get to seasons of grief and sadness. And we also must understand the Bible has taught us to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So I ask you, my friend, to rejoice with me, as I can say my lines have fallen in pleasant places, that God has given me inheritance, and I'm extremely glad, but I ask you to pray for me, that I do not in my pride forget to serve the Lord with all my heart and to thank Him every day and to be mindful of His blessings and His commands. But also at the same time, the same verse that told us to rejoice with those who rejoice also said to weep with those who weep. We will find, you know, there's a struggle in life, and this world will break your heart. We'll discover people who can say that things are desolate with me. You know, as Naomi came back from the trip to Moab in the Book of Ruth, and she had nothing but her one daughter-in-law. Her sons were gone. Her husband was gone, and she said, "Name me bitter, name me Mara, not Naomi, because life, the Lord has dealt very bitterly with me." We are to come alongside such people and to remember in all the darkest of times, as we spoke in the last podcast, of times when we feel abandoned and just drawn to prayer for God to fix that problem. And also in times when we are quite blessed, remembering others are still waiting for the fullness of God's blessing. This psalm goes on to talk words of Christ. You know, in verse 6, 16, chapter Psalm 16, 9 and 10 says, "Therefore my heart is glad, my whole being rejoices, my flesh all dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or to let your Holy One see corruption." Verse 8, it comes before it, "I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken." These words are spoken by Peter on the day of Pentecost about Jesus. If there's something about Jesus that he says you would want to know his key is the Lord was always in his eye. It was right before his face. He was the one. Jesus is the pattern of one living entire of a human being living entirely sourced by the Father, entirely given over to the Father. Something that the Son of God could be the only one to show us in our broken world how that is done in a human life. And God will not abandon us, as we could say right now, if you've heard me say that God has dealt with me pretty kindly and done with me pretty well, then we also can say to ourselves that we all are expecting the inheritance that is from the Lord. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And indeed, that means saved eternally, taken to his place in heaven, to the place that he has prepared, to the house not built with hands, eternal in the heavens, where we can always and eternally say our lines have fallen in pleasant places. So this has been the It's Not a Sermon podcast, coming to you from Broadway Global Methodist Church of Pastor Harley Wheeler. I'm pleased that you've been here for this ninth edition. There will be some hold on further podcasts in this series as we celebrate Christmas. And I urge you to look at the 7 days of Christmas beginning as they will on December 19th, as we look at that seven people in the story leading up to the birth of Christ. Be blessed and thank God for the good things He has sent. Amen.